So what happens in a situation where somebody does fall ill, and we know how rapid this virus actually takes hold, what can happen if somebody is hospitalised and needs to make a will at that stage? Has it gone past that point?
It's probably impossible, because I think if somebody is in an ICU ward and they're on a ventilator and they're heavily sedated because they're in the ventilator, they do not have the capacity to make the will at that stage.
So what happens in that scenario where somebody passes away and a will has to be made? I mean, this is a general question, we know in peacetime as well, but in specifically now.
Absolutely. They'll be deemed to have died intestate, and then their estate is divided up in accordance with the Succession Act. So there's various sections which set it out. For instance, if you're married or a civil partner and you don't have any children, well, then your spouse or your civil partner gets the lot. If you're married with a spouse and a civil partner and children, two-thirds go to the spouse and one-third goes to the children. And, I mean, I've often spoken about this because that can cause difficulty. If you have a child, say a troublesome child, maybe about the age of 19, 20, they could demand their share of the inheritance from the parent. And that may require selling the house or, you know, other assets or raising money to pay them off, because they're legally entitled to it. So, you know, but parents, I mean, I've spoken about that, and that's why I think it's very important to make a will.